you're looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
My goodness, I had myself muted. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and I'm here to give you reasons to feel good. And we're doing that by lightening the load of life's challenges. And that's what really Light on Living is all about. Now, today is a very, very special show, not just because of my guest, but also because we're on a special day, a special time, and I think that's just it's just perfect. Today, I want to do a little shout-out and a thank you because something special happened at a very unique time in my life. I had been calling out to the universe and saying, I believe there's someone out there, something that I still need. Well, of course, there's always something to still need to learn, but that it's waiting for me, that there's there and I'm ready for it. And I knew I wanted to go deeper into my own spiritual practice, but yet I needed to keep it practical so that I could, you know, just use it in all areas of my life. And lo and behold, I wake up the next day and there's this email waiting for me from a lovely girl. I want to call her a girl, wonderful girl named Kristen. And she reached out and she introduced me to Master Paul Fletcher. And I thought, I got to check this guy out. What's going on? And as I learned about it and I watched the videos, one of the many, and I'll just tell you a bit about him, but I thought, this is it. This is what I'm needing right now. And I just know that I had to bring him to my listeners here because he could very well be the one to share his wisdom with you and help you clear blockages and just learn stuff. And he's so practical and calm. So let me just tell you a little bit about Master Paul Fletcher, if you look it up, looking him up. Something that I was just blown away by was his, how much he gives and shares for free. You just can learn so much from him. Well, it's been decades on the path to enlightenment for him. He's had 4 years that he has that it took to obtain the degree in divinity. He's trained under 3 separate enlightened masters. He's offered over 1,000 Tao healing blessings, and he's done over 400 one-hour live streams on Facebook, and he's posted most of them to YouTube, which is where I got to see this. He's literally witnessed hundreds of hearts being touched, turnarounds, blockages clear. So I just want to give the biggest, warmest welcome to Master Paul here. Hello, hello.
Aloha, Lisa.
And can everybody tell where you're from? Of course they can. It's Hawaii. Well, you're in Hawaii, I should say.
Yeah, I've been very blessed to be placed in this amazing land.
Oh, yes. And every time I even think of you there, I feel like I'm just, soaking up sun and sand and water. Just osmosis here, right?
Yes, many of those on the East Coast right now, they're happy to receive any degree of warmth.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are. That's me. No. Now, I have just been so, my heart has opened up even more just by meeting you because of the gentleness that you teach. Like, you are like going to my favorite class in school. I think that's what it's like to me. because you really are, you're down to earth. You're very practical, but you join heaven and earth in this really neat way, for me anyways. And I feel like that's what it is. And so for you to be able to come on to the show today and do this offering, you do something called blessings. And could you share with everybody, what is that? What is it you're sharing with us?
Well, they're called Tao blessings. And it's something that I had no ability or capability to offer until my third enlightened master entered my life. His name is Dr. Master Yudong Sha. And he was able to offer these, and I received quite a few and witnessed, what many would call miracles. And, you know, I'm very pragmatic, as you indicated. And so I was scratching my head, trying to figure it out, trying to, you know, read between the lines and figure out, you know, what kind of scam this is. And, because I'm not just going to fall for this stuff. And so I read his books, which really reached into my heart very deeply, because it was very pure high level wisdom. And I had trained under a couple masters before, so I could identify true high wisdom. And then when this teacher offered to transmit the same healing abilities to others, you know, I could put my hand up fast enough. I went home shortly after that week-long retreat, still wondering, because I didn't feel anything when I received this transmission to offer Tao blessings. And I'm like, okay, let's see if this stuff's for real. Mm-hmm. You know, I still had this whole one eyebrow up kind of a thing. Right. And I proceeded to find anybody, and everybody said, hey, you know, are you willing to be a guinea pig? I want to try this. And I just pulled out the piece of paper and read the words and followed the guidance and put my hand up and waited, you know, 5-10 minutes, checked with them afterwards. And you know, what I witnessed on the stage, which I would refer to at that time as miracles, was happening with me offering the blessings. And that was really something worth, you know, putting the rest of my life forward to learn how is this possible. So what is a Tao blessing? It's a blessing, and I call it a Tao blessing because, you know, we have this beautiful organization called the FDA, and they don't like it when people say healing. So we call them Tao blessings. In essence, what it is, it's the ability to deliver positive energies, positive virtue from heaven. I'm just a middleman. And it offsets the spiritual debt that brought about the suffering for that individual. I guess that's the simplest way to put it.
Yes, and so here's where you get into a little, some people will bring up karma in this word here, and this karma is playing a big role here.
Yes, and but you know, one of the things that I've learned is that many people have different belief systems, and sometimes when they hear that word, it takes them down a mental path that is not supportive to them. So it's easy to say positive and negative energies.
Okay, yes. You know what, that's so true, because if you were to ask me, even I was like, oh, I don't really kind of believe in the word karma the way it's been taught, but I do very much feel, you know, that positive or negative, that it's either now can negative energies be still helping to expand, or is it something that we really do want to clear and avoid? Well, what's a negative energy, let's say?
Well, in terms of the context of this, you know, this communication, all of us, at least in my belief system, certainly none of your listeners have to agree, have done this more than once. We've been around more than once. And accordingly, as beautiful as the souls we are this time, we may not have been such pure, beautiful souls before. We may have made some mistakes in our thoughts, our words, and our actions, creating imbalances, separation from love. That's what I refer to it as, because we're all from the same source, we're all from the same love. But in the again, this is my perception, my conception. In the gift of free will, we've been given the opportunity to make choice. And in all the eons of our experience as a soul, in some of those choices, we're out of alignment with love. Thoughts, words, and actions that took us away from source and potentially could have brought harm onto others. So these show up as messages from the record of our soul. And then when we enter this life experience, they come to us little by little in the form of relationship blockage or health blockage or financial blockage. And that's what people call, or I refer to as, a negative energy. It's a negative message that follows our soul from lifetime to lifetime.
Oh.
And they show up as opportunities if they're viewed through the right eyes. The reason these things show up in our life is so that they can be cleared. And there's simple practices to accomplish that. And the Tao blessings assist in the much faster clearing of these negative energies, because they are blockages at the level of soul. It's hard for our soul to move forward to enlightenment with them there.
Mm, okay, now this is bringing up a question that when we're thinking about the receiving this blessing or this energy or this virtue energy, how would this be any different, or is it faster or cleaner, clearer than, say, Reiki?
Okay, that's a great question. I'm not a Reiki master. I did about 10 years ago started delving into the possibility of other energetic healing energetic medicine, et cetera. I own many energy machines, you know, physical machines that put out frequencies.
Oh,
I was familiar with energy and energy-based medicines, but I personally avoided, this is my own path, I personally avoided learning or paying for or honoring for any form of energy healing, because at that point in my life, I was not convinced that it was effective what I wanted. I was looking for something that worked for everything and didn't have limitations, which is a very high standard.
Yeah.
So I just didn't invest in any of that. And I find that Reiki is very effective. And at the same time, it's different than the Tao blessings. And so I'll share the differences. And one's not necessarily better than the other, but there are differences. And so with Tao blessings, what I refer to it as working on the root cause. The root cause being the negative thoughts, words, and actions that brought about the financial issue or brought about the relationship issue. But, you know, as an example, let's say in a previous time, I was a jealous person and I caused other people to break up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That can come back in this life and create problems in my life and relationship, and other people could cause my relationship to break up. And I could walk through this life pointing at other people saying it's all their fault, or I could look at it from a higher perspective. And that being, maybe at some point in time I made a mistake and harmed others. I'll do forgiveness and I'll work on clearing the negative blockage. So what did the Tao blessings do? It recognizes that there is a mistake. And in essence, forgiveness is offered through these blessings.
Mm.
When we have a health issue, let's say a cancer or something like that, modern medicine says cut it out, adjust the matter, adjust it chemically. Eastern medicine would say move the chi. Well, Tao blessings say there's levels above the physical, there's levels above the energy, and that is the heart, the mind, and the soul. The soul leads the heart. The heart then directs the mind to do this, do that. This is if they're built in the correct order, if they're strengthened in the correct order. And then the mind will direct the energy direct the matter. So most of us address problems in life, be it relationship or otherwise, from a very third-dimensional way. But this type of wisdom says, let's go above the energy, which is where Reiki's at.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go above that to the heart, or to the mind. Let's go above the mind, mind over matter, to the heart. And let's go above the heart to the level of soul, which is holding on to these negative messages. And let's clear it right there.
Oh.
And then when you heal at the level of soul, then the mind and body must follow. And this is what I learned. I told you when I was witnessing these what would refer to as miracles. You know, 10 years ago, I was like, how is this possible? I don't get it. And then after I researched it and read and understood and received the healing blessings myself, I realized that my negative karma, for now we get to that word, was being cleared. But it's actually releasing the negative messages that I had earned, that my own mistakes, and it's heaven's grace that showered upon my soul, upon my record in heaven, released the negative messages. And then let me give you one more example so the audience can understand. Let's say somebody had back pain, okay?
Okay, yeah.
At the level of soul, if you could see their soul, let's say it's lower back pain, there literally would be darkness, like a dark cloud at the lower back.
Oh.
And that's a soul-level blockage. When a blessing is offered, it's offered not to the individual. It's offered at the level of soul. And then that clears at the level of soul. Well, the person's physical back pain may have been initiated by a car accident, but what initiated the car accident? Their spiritual death initiated the car accident. So when I offer a blessing, and heaven releases virtue, which is positive, Shen Shi Jing, positive energy, it, in essence, does an eraser effect on the spiritual death to the level that heaven decides, and the darkness at the level of the soul is cleared, again, to the level that heaven decides. And then the physical body has to adjust, heal the soul first, and the mind and body follows. That's the one-sentence secret that Master Shah has brought to humanity.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, no, wow. Okay, two big questions from here, because you've explained this in such a way that, first of all, I actually put I was drawing that. Well, you did it so I could visualize it. And for the first time ever, I've imagined the soul above me as opposed to like in my tummy kind of thing, right? And so that made more sense to me. And then I did put like this little arc around it, like an umbrella. And you said showered down. So I was like, oh, this is good. I'm really getting this. I hope everybody else is. And a question. So let's just say about taking that lower back issue and then you're going at soul level to allow the soul to receive that forgiveness. How, okay, this is a tricky one. I don't know if it's true. Could we fight the blessing? Could we not allow the blessing, or could we get the backache again in a day or in 10 years? Or like, could we prevent the blessing from being received?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is both yes and no. So your soul is in charge. Your soul's the boss. And the soul very, very much wants the ego of the person to not fight this. The soul is more than happy to receive the blessing because it wants to be done with this, you know, spiritual debt, because it's not the first lifetime a person's had back pain. It's over and over and over. And so the soul is more than happy to receive. So even if somebody is not interested in receiving it, it often works. Not all the time, but often. Now, what has happened is that heaven is, in essence, testing the person. Is there gratitude? I'll give you an example. One of my roommates, when I was doing the original practicing that, he had, it was a wrist issue, and he's a surfer. He loves the surfing. And the wrist issue was keeping him from doing what he wanted to do. Mm. And so I gave him a blessing, and he was very non-belief, very, you know, just not open very much. But he couldn't deny the blessing. And so he was grateful for it, and he was grateful for it for a while. And then a couple of months later, he told me a story. A couple of months later, he was talking to somebody else, and the subject of energy healing came up, and he says, oh, I don't know if it really works. And he said, instantly, at that moment, his pain in his wrist came back.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
And he said, oh, my God, I need to go apologize. And he said he did a prayer that night and apologized, and he said the wrist pain went away. And he told me this later. And I said, I'm glad that you've been paying attention, because I taught him about forgiveness practice. I told him, you need to ask forgiveness, because even though heaven has released this, it doesn't mean they'll you know, keep it forever. They're looking to make sure that you've learned the lessons, basically. And so he was given a reminder, and he remembered. And so since then, it had stayed away. So it's a long answer to a short question, but
it's beautiful. The teeter-tottering effect
really matters. And it doesn't necessarily mean it will come back, but if a person doesn't have gratitude in their heart, if they don't recognize the nature of why they had the suffering in the first place, and if they don't, you know, move their heart to say, you know what, and we're talking about love today, and maybe people have not found love, or they lost their love again and again, or maybe they've been cheated on, whatever their story is, right? Mm-hmm. The greater wisdom is to ask forgiveness for this or any lifetime that they may have caused that same kind of suffering upon others. That's really where the root is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If they can't find love, did they keep others from finding love? If somebody's always cheating on them, did they do that to others? The person they are today is a great, beautiful soul. They would never do that today. It doesn't mean they haven't made that mistake in a time they can't remember. This
right.
is your wisdom.
Yes, yes, actually, yes. I think that's an epiphany for me that you're bringing up right now, is that generally the things that we are trying to clear or having a reoccurrence from is because there's a cause of suffering somewhere that needs to be cleared. Now, I'm so glad that you brought up that this is all about love. Today really is about love. I mean, that's a big word. But it was funny when we were talking about, let's do this for love, because, you know, Valentine's Day, people really are putting at the forefront about, I don't have the one, or I'd like to find the one, or I don't love myself enough to be the one, or, you know, my God or my whomever they feel is their spirit, their highest spirit self, they haven't connected with them, and that's love. Now, I said, oh, then we'll be doing like the heart chakra blessing. And you said, no, 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 we'll be doing the crown chakra blessing. And I went, what? I thought love is in the heart, you know? And then you had this great explanation, and I wonder if you could share with us today, why would we use the crown chakra blessing as opposed to a heart chakra blessing for love?
Okay. Yes. And I remember telling you, I said, well, you know, I'll actually have to have Have heaven help me explain this. what is it? A crown chakra blessing acknowledges that, you know, heaven connects to us through our seven energy centers, our chakras, and in Master Shah's orbit, she calls them soul houses, and that a crown chakra blessing distributes heaven's blessings through the crown. It's much like a liquid nectar, a liquid love. And in the case of a person's individual unique blockage area, whether it's a lack of love or inability to align their heart and soul to the divine or whatever it might be, heaven knows exactly where those blockages are. It might be in some synaptic impulses in their brain from early childhood memories. It could be over in the left lobe, and I'm just kind of making it up. I don't know where it's at. Mm-hmm. There definitely could be physical heart blockages. There could be blockages in the liver, which has associations to anger, or in worry, you know, which has associations to disdain, or whatever it might be. If somebody lost a loved one, they're holding on to deep grief and worry, which could have associations in the lungs. And so these crown chakra blessings have their own intelligence. The heavenly nectar that comes in, which is in essence is liquid positive virtue, bathes the area where the negative energies are inhibiting the individual from attracting to them that which they're looking for, or you know, the healing that they're wanting and deserving. It adjusts the energy and matter by adjusting the soul first, and then it allows for, of course, the light to come in the areas that haven't seen it in a while, and that, of course, shifts the person's energetic output. And we're all magnetic in a lot of ways, and so we might be constantly focusing on attracting that one, but if it's going through a pair of sunglasses that are tainted by these negative Shen Qi Jing energies, then it's never going to pulse out what you want. Whereas if we clear that lens, then the pulse of desiring what we want will come.
I feel like we're going to give an oil change, you know, to our vehicle here. but it's just going to get through everything and lubricate it up. But so now, as we're doing this show, there are five that you've narrowed it down to. Because there's probably so many of them, but there are five ways that you have listed that we might be able to call in love or give love or find love a little bit deeper. Can you share with us those five that we're opening up to of the blessing?
Sure. Thank you for asking, Lisa. So I actually created this even before we chatted because I was offering it to my own Facebook audience. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a book. It's called Soulmate Karma. I wrote it a while back. It's just, you know, it's an ebook. And I haven't really promoted or anything. But in there is a lot of wisdom about what keeps people from finding their true love. And it's a variety of things. It's not just one thing. And so in creating these crown chakra blessings, there's five different variables that could individually or collectively inhibit somebody from finding their true love. And I'll just read them to you so your audience mm-hmm. so that they'll have an understanding. The first one is a crown chakra blessing to find your true love. Very straightforward. Okay? And the next one is a crown chakra blessing to open your heart to love again. This is very important because a lot of people have been crushed and they haven't recognized the karmic nature of it, if you will, that it's possible that's happened to them, or that them and their spouse have been doing this to each other again and again and again.
Yes, yeah.
And so they're not able to open their heart to love again. So this can release a lot of those mental, emotional blockages. Another one is a crown chakra blessing to bless and increase love in an existing relationship. Those are very powerful. Mm-hmm. The fourth one that's suggested is a crown chakra blessing to open your heart more to the divine. I could do three shows with you just on this because it's such a deep issue. You know, I'll try to keep it in under a minute. Basically, from the moment of birth, we are separated from the divine's love. We mm-hmm. enter a mother and father religious teaching structure as we grow up, and those teachings generally speaking take us into an environment where we must do something to earn someone's love. So this creates a lack of love, and all of these in essence separate us from the divine. or our heart is not open to the divine. Final sentence is, if our heart is fully open to the divine, where that's the only love we need, then everybody will find a true love, no problem. There's so much more we can talk about on that one, but we'll go to the next one.
It's so beautiful.
A crown chakra blessing, the last one is a crown chakra blessing to release the pain from a lost love or a past love. There are some people that have lost a child or a loved one or a spouse, and the suffering is so deep that they can't seem to open their heart to that next love. And so that's one that's also there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that you've given those descriptions. So that people listening right now, we're actually going to do something really fun. We're going to do a transition because when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to open up the lines. And not only open up the lines for you to call in, we're going to give you the phone number, but also there were a group, a selected few that really were called to this and thought, oh, I would love to receive a blessing as well. So Master Paul has opened up his heart and discussed with, you know, how he talks to his source. And we've been given, quote unquote, let's say permission or the, you know, the allowance for blessings to be given on the show right now here. And so when we come back, we're going to share those names and Master Paul will be able to feel which ones were the ones who are most ready to receive this love and also open up the lines for some to call in if you'd like to either have a soul reading or a blessing done. So we'll scooch off to commercial. We'll be back in just a few moments. Okay, everybody? Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Enjoy passive income benefits while creating a cottage experience for others. From a relaxing getaway to connecting with nature, sitting around flickering campfire light, dipping in cool, refreshing waters, strengthening your body with biking, hiking, boating, and swimming. And you have the cottage that could be a part of all of those memories while earning you money. Financial abundance as a thank you for renting your cottage. Become a cottage rental owner today, safely and supported. RentCottage.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and I have Master Paul Fletcher here with me. And I just, before we jump into everything, I want to make sure everybody can connect with us. If you are on Facebook, you can find either myself, Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, or look for Paul. It's Paul Fletcher. But also, Paul, you have a page. Is it One Soul Healer?
It's A Soul Healer, A-S-O-U-L.
Ah, gotcha. Ah, Soul Healer. Okay, so everybody can go on with this. And if you need the number, I'm going to say it here, but I've also posted it there. So if you want to call in, the number, and you're calling a U.S. Number, so everybody make sure they know that, and it's 202-570-7057. 202-570-7057. And we'll say that again a little bit later because we are inviting all of you to call in to see if you are the one to receive a blessing from Master Paul, because we are going to be doing two. Now, Paul, which should I, because you're doing these blessings for love, this is through the crown chakra blessing, and you will check in with where are you checking in with to see who is ready for these blessings?
Okay. Well, it's called, spiritual guidance. And as a master teacher, I trained under an actual structured program where we, every day, a couple hours a day, doing direct communication, first with our own soul, then with other heavenly beings and so forth. And, you go from, is this really me? Is it my monkey mind? Mm-hmm. When you start hearing words you haven't used in 20 years and you start getting answers that there's no way on the planet you would make up, you start realizing, wow, this stuff really works. And so after doing 10 years of this, I'm very comfortable and confident in the guidance that I receive from heaven.
It's
heaven's choosing, yeah. And the reason why is because different people have different level of blockages. Mm-hmm. You can have two people that both have the exact same condition of never being able to find love, and heaven can offer a blessing to both of them, and one of them could have 100% result, and the other one could have a 40% result. And the question becomes, well, why? Does heaven love one more than the other, or why? and it has nothing to do with heaven or even heaven's choice. It has to do with the amount of blockage that person has created in all their lifetimes. They could both receive the same percentage of virtue to offset the spiritual debt, but if one has quite a bit more negative blockages than the other, then the one that has the least negative blockages obviously will experience what might be considered a miracle. And the other one might consider nothing. And if they don't have this wisdom, they might say, it doesn't work. But mm-hmm. the reality is there's not enough responsibility being taken. And they need to give more forgiveness. They need to have a deeper and wider awakening.
Yes. Oh, that is so clear. You explain things to me. I feel like you're talking to me here. So clearly. Gotcha. Okay. So we do have some callers on the line there, Master Paul. Just quickly before we go into doing this, I would like to ask, you actually, I'm going to say chant. I don't know if that's the right word, but you're singing or something. Is that what you do always for them? And is that what we call it, singing and chanting?
Well, the heart song that I use is to basically to fill in a space of emptiness. Sometimes when people receive Reiki or something, it's just silence. There's nothing wrong with silence. But I have received transmissions where my heart song actually carries healing frequencies. And so it's, in essence, it's an additional blessing beyond what I'm actually offering. And I do that to help fill in the time space, and it's also a gift, in essence, an additional blessing.
Oh, okay. That's perfect. So what I'll do, because we do have the two callers on the line, and I'm so thankful already for them to do this. This is a perfect gift for them. Before that, if it's okay, I'll just say the names of their few names, just to say them, and I'll let that sink in and let Source or Heaven kind of do what they need to do to see if that we can do them. And then would you like to move into we'll take a caller?
Sure.
Okay, so the names from the group first, I'll just love that from my open heart. We have Jonathan. We have Charisse. Aaron. Summer. Beverly. Bob. And Teresa.
Okay, one at a time, please.
Okay. Jonathan.
Next one.
Charisse.
Next one.
Aaron.
Next one.
Summer.
Next one.
Beverly.
Next one.
Bob.
Is there any more, or is that it?
Teresa.
Okay. Repeat the names of number 3 and number 6.
Aaron. Beverly.
Aaron.
Beverly.
It was the one before Beverly.
Summer.
Aaron and Summer. That was the two, Aaron and Summer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so Aaron is the best choice in this case for
okay.
the first lesson.
Okay.
And then these are the 6 names that have called in, is that correct?
No, there are two fresh names that have actually called in. They're here with us online. So we can move right into them first, whichever order is best. But we just have two live callers.
Okay, let me see what's the best lesson for Aaron first.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's basically to find your true love. That's the best one for Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. And then are there two? Yeah, because I'm offering two today. We can do one in this person line and then one for Aaron, who will check in with us later, I'm guessing.
Yes, yes. Now, so we'll have to ask my radio producer here if we can bring on the first caller who called in.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
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 Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, hello. Hello. Is this from the Facebook?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you are here with Master Paul, and you're calling in to open up and receive your heart blessing, your crown chakra blessing.
Yeah, thank you so much. My name is Pranjal Joshi.
Oh,
I'm
hello,
calling from
hello.
India.
Hello. Okay, Master Paul, he is here for you.
Aloha, Pranjal.
Yeah, hello, Master
okay,
Paul. Thank you so much for this wonderful show.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. So let me check Heaven's guidance as to what would serve you best. You know, it's curious, Pranjal. Have you ever been in love before in this life?
Yes, I have been able. I have been, but I am still finding my soulmate. I want this to be my last Valentine's Day as a single man.
Yeah, because the message is not to find your true love. The message is you need a crown chakra blessing to open your heart again to love. So there is apparently some pain still there that needs to be released before you can allow yourself to receive.
Oh.
That's what Heaven's recommending. So they both have the same end result. They both open the opportunities for love to come to you. But this what I'm hearing is is the more relevant blockage for you. And what I'll do after I offer the blessing to Yupindral and to Aaron is I will do what's called a soul reading, so you'll have an understanding of what transpired during the blessing, okay? Okay.
Yes, I'm there.
Okay. So both Aaron and Pranjal, I call their souls. Please come forth. Please open yourself fully to receive these blessings. Pranjal, wherever you're at, Aaron, wherever you're at, sit up straight. Bring your back away from the back of the chair and place your feet flat on the floor. Touch your tongue to the roof of your mouth and relax your breath. Breathing into your lower abdomen and prepare to receive. Tao Soul Light, Crown Chakra Blessing for Pranjal, who's live on the phone now, for opening his heart to love again. Same time, Crown Chakra Blessing to Aaron, full name and location noted by heaven, for a Crown Chakra Blessing to find true love. As appropriate. The Crown Chakra Blessing is for 2 minutes. Prepare. Start. Now offer a soul reading. I will offer the reading for Aaron first. Continue to relax, Pranjal. Continue to allow the blessing to permeate. And for your audience, a soul reading is a message from either their soul or their heavens team or the Akashic Records. How? This is Yan Wan Ye, leader of the Akashic Records, for our beloved daughter, and she is most blessed on this day. It could have been quite a few years before she entered a healthy relationship, given the spiritual imbalance that had been created in her. There was quite a few blockages, mostly mental, emotional, and these were inhibiting her from aligning her heart and soul to a potential mate. For our daughter, Karen, even had she found this one at the present trajectory of her awakening, this one would have left her because she would not have matured enough emotionally to have been ready for that connection. This blessing has put her on a path that will create several heart-opening conditions, aha moments, and further spiritual awakening that when the time comes and the right one enters, she will be able to sustain the growth and blessings from that relationship. It is not expected for her to align to this one for up to 1 to 2.5 years. The gap of time is relative to the growth and shift that would need to occur between here and there. We recognize this reading might be received as disappointing because everyone wants love instantly. However, there is a necessity for her to grow a bit more in the next year or so prior to entering a relationship. We are confident that one would want a correct and right relationship later than multiple incorrect ones now. We are grateful for the opportunity to deliver this message for our daughter, Erin, at this time. Thank you. Okay, so now we'll do a reading for Pranjal. This is Pranjal's soul. My beloved Pranjal, I am so grateful that you have entered your spiritual path at this early age. We have much to accomplish, and you are quite dedicated to that end. In order for you to maintain the path that we have embarked upon, you must recognize that the right one for you must be second to the source, not first in the relationship. Of course you know this, but I tell you this so that when you enter that relationship, you make this clear to them that God is first and they are second. With this reality, if you will, being clear in the relationship, it can maintain quite well. The reason you were chosen to receive the crown chakra blessing to open your heart to love again is because the one that is meant for you, you have been harmed by in previous lifetimes. They had broken your heart more than once, and it was scheduled for a reminder in this life for you to break theirs. This blessing has reached through you to them and also created conditions in which you could see this debt, do the necessary practices, and ensure that the love you truly do have for each other is not thwarted by old debts. This is the reason this blessing was chosen for you. You are very blessed. Thank you.
Okay. So Pranjal, thank you so much for calling in and listening to your own guidance to come to have this both reading and blessing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pranjal.
Thank you.
Now, Master Paul, those are just both so beautiful and insightful and giving. And this is something that we would all like to offer to others to come and receive and have this guidance to help them along to clear the blockages and stuff. How would, if somebody would like to receive one, because we will be doing this again on the 27th when we will hear back what's happened to from Aaron and Pranjal from this. But if they would like to have their own on a private level with you, how can they do this?
Okay, yeah, thank you for asking, Lisa. So these kinds of blessings can be received. You can receive one, two, three, or all of them. And I chatted with Lisa in advance, and she wanted to do something very special for all of her listeners. And I will extend it to my listeners as well. And that is that if somebody, anybody who receives one of the crown chakra blessings, I offer as a part of the crown chakra blessing a soul reading, kind of like what you just heard, so that you have a deeper understanding of the value of what you've received. And then as a gift from Lisa and from me, when somebody does register through my website, on the page that you'll be directed to, there is the Soulmate Karmic ebook. It's available and free to download as part of your registration. And but anyone who would like to receive all five of the crown chakra blessings, finding your true love, opening your heart to love again, increasing love in a relationship. So you might be looking for love, but you might want to increase love in a relationship with a parent or something like that. Opening your heart more to the divine. I tell you, everybody needs that one. And a crown chakra blessing to release pain from a past or lost love. If somebody wants to receive all of them, then they can honor for four of them and get the fifth one complimentary. So, they can go to my website, which is asoulhealer.com, asoulhealer.com. And I'll have to put a link on the front page. I don't have one there to make it very easy for people to access it. But after you put in .com, put in / open your heart special blessings. And like I said, I'll make it easy. And then Lisa, I sent you the link, so I believe you can put it on your access information as well. You can tell people about that.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I love the, something that just swirls in my head, that it truly is an honor to receive a blessing. I love the thought of that, because it's appreciation and gratitude and honoring yourself all at the same time. So I think that's a beautiful way of saying that. And what might, and then we've got 3 minutes, I can still share here. What might they, would Aaron or Pranjal experience anything quite like right away, or are they just going to just notice life? Are they looking for anything or just allowing?
Generally speaking, they'll notice easier breath, first of all, because the blockage is released in the chest area. They will probably notice less anger, more love, and a different way of looking at things. Like they may see things differently than they had before. They may experience or react differently than they had before. So the exact same thing they'd be upset about, now all of a sudden they're not so upset about it. And this has to do with the opening of the heart. Those would be the physical, obvious mental, emotional manifestations. And then they'll be given opportunities. Remember what opportunities are. These are heaven's little beautiful tests. They'll be given opportunities to clear whatever blockages might be in the way that inhibits them. So that could be, for example, a fake mate. They might get a curveball thrown at them that let's say it's a woman, and so this handsome guy comes to her, but she gets all the bells goes off that he's not the right guy, but hey, it's been a while, right? And so she gets, she needs to pass that test. She needs to say no. This is an example.
Okay.
So heaven will offer these opportunities to people so that they grow and so that they're ready for that true love.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So I know we did love this one, but on the 27th of this month, that's in 2 weeks, same time, 2 p.m. Eastern, and I'll put all the time zones there. We'll have Master Paul back again. We'll hear some feedback. We'll hopefully get a lot more comments in between and hearing from yourself, and we'll open the lines again. So if you want another opportunity to join us, or please go to Master Power page. We're going to post everything because we're going to end up running out of time here, but we're going to put everything on Facebook. So go to our Facebook pages, Lisa Berry or Paul Fletcher. And thank you so much, Master Paul. This has just been beautiful and lovely and such a blessing.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. I look forward to being with you in a few weeks.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Bye.